What's up, everybody? Welcome to Audio Oddity. I'm your host, Rocky, here with my lovely co-host, M.
Why would we sound like a robot and also so low energy in the first half? It was like you went from...
You know how I go. You know, I start out about a two, then I pump it up throughout the show. You know how it be.
M. Yeah, no.
M. You didn't like that? No. Okay.
No, sir.
So today we're going to be talking about Raising Dion, Archive 81... and Sam's wedding pack.
Why? Why are you saying that?
Nothing's.
But not before the joke of the day.
I meant Sam's wedding pack. Yay. I thought the Sam's wedding pack was the joke of the day. Oh, my bad. Oh.
You're so rude. Like, for what?
But first, let me tell you, you can find us. You can find us across all major podcast platforms. It's the Audio Oddity podcast. I feel like that's a tongue twister when it's not.
Oddity. Oh, I
see. See what I mean?
Audio oddity.
Audio.
I used to call it audio oddity. Oddity.
It's not oddity. It's oddity.
No,
oddity. It's got a T in it.
Oddity.
Okay, we're focusing way too much on this thing. And no, it's the name of our audio podcast. That's what makes it bad.
I used to call it audio oddity. What was it called? Mario Odyssey.
The Mario Odyssey podcast. Yes. They'll probably do better ratings. Anyways.
For real.
So you can find us across all platforms, Audio Oddity Podcast. You can also find us across all social media at Audio Oddity Podcast across most. Just put it in, you'll find it. And yeah, also you can reach us on email at audioodditypodcast@gmail.com.
Why are you sounding so slow? Like, what?
I know. The energy's just off today. I guess because it's cold.
Yeah, it's basically freezing out here.
Yeah, I know. This isn't cool.
Love that Texas weather.
It's not even Texas weather. I don't even know what this is.
It's just cold.
I don't even know what's going on here. But anyways. All right. Before we hop into it, Em, go ahead and hit us with your joke of the day.
I actually don't have one today.
Oh, okay, good. Moving right along.
Wow.
Moving right along. So, yeah, we're going to hop right into this. I just got done watching Raising Dion Season 2.
Never watched it. I was like...
Do you know what Raising Dion is?
No idea. So, talk to me if I'm a person that never has watched,
Raising Dion.
I've never watched Raising Dion.
Okay, I think I went over Raising Dion in, like, other podcasts. You know what? I just realized, too, the other day. I shouldn't even be sharing this with people, but I am, just because, you know. We like to be very transparent here at Audio Oddity. I don't number episodes.
What?
I don't number the episodes. So therefore, like, if we ever looking back at an episode, I can't even tell people what number episode that is because episodes have no numbers.
Are you kidding me?
Yeah, this is true. It's a dark secret of the podcast.
It's not a dark secret. Wait, you don't number our podcast?
No. I mean, I could go back and number them.
But like, I number the podcast. I edit them. I number the podcast.
When I upload them, I don't put numbers on them. Therefore, like, I don't know. I couldn't tell you what episode 5 was.
I think we kept track at first, but then it was
then,
like,
I kind of fell off.
Yeah.
I don't even know. We could be at 30 or 100 by now. Who knows?
Maybe I think we're at like 30.
I don't know, but we lost 20. Some episodes. It's a whole thing. Anyways.
I'm glad we lost some of the episodes. Oh my gosh.
No, okay. Raising Dion. Let's get back on this. All right. So I'll read you a little synopsis of Raising Dion. All right. Raising Dion follows the story of a woman named Nicole who raises her son Dion after the death of her husband Mark. The normal dramas of raising a son and a single mom amplify with Dion, who starts to manifest several magical superhero-like abilities. Nicole must now keep her son's gift secret with the help of Mark's best friend, Pat. Okay, this is season one stuff here. Pat, and protect Dion from people out to exploit him while figuring out the origins of his abilities. So,
I think I've seen an ad for this. It's like the little black kid, right?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, I know.
Yeah, Michael B. Jordan was in the first season, yeah.
Michael B. Oh, didn't he die?
No, Michael B. Jordan did not die.
Didn't LeBron James die?
LeBron James? What? Wait, what are you talking about?
Wait, which one died?
Nobody died. What are you, Michael Jackson? what are you talking about?
No, someone died. A basketball player died.
I'm not, Kobe Bryant?
Oh, yeah,
That's Kobe. So far off.
I'm sorry, I get them mixed up.
Anyways,
I don't mean like a bad thing. I don't mean that as like a bad thing. I would get them mixed up. I mean it like as in like I don't watch any sports and I don't keep track of people.
Okay. Anyways, so in the first season of Raising Dion, just in case y'all haven't watched the show, I'm not gonna spoil it, but basically his father goes out. His father works for a company. And he's an engineer for the company, right?
Yeah.
The company sends him out to Iceland to witness the Aurora event, which I think is like the Aurora Borealis, you know, Northern Lights.
Yeah.
During this event, something happens with some stars or something, and it gives everybody that was there that night powers, right?
But Dion wasn't there.
Well, Dion's a second generation hero.
Oh.
He gets his powers second generation through his dad.
Oh, so it's like the powers passed down?
Yeah, the powers can pass down apparently.
Wait. Did he have Dion first? Or was Dion already existing?
No, Dion wasn't exist before. Obviously, his dad came back from his trip. His mom got pregnant with Dion. Dion has the powers, right? So that's how Dion acquired his powers.
Okay.
Right. Watch the events of season one to figure out what happened to Dion's dad. All right? If you want to go back and visit season one. I'm talking about season two. So now it's 2 years since the events of season one. Dion is 10 years old and he has superpowers.
Whoa, what? He was 10? I thought this would be more like a teen show.
Mm-mm. No.
So Dion's it focuses eight, more on the mother.
Yeah, Dion's 8 years old in the first show and he has superpowers.
Oh.
I know.
You normally don't see that. And that could end so badly.
Well, yeah. And that's kind of my little issue with the show because like they play him up as a pretty realistic 8 year old, but in some ways not a realistic 8 year old.
Like he's too mature?
Not too mature. He listens to his mom a little too much.
Mm.
You know what I mean? Like, Dion, you're not doing the right thing. You got to be a better person. Okay, mom. In reality, 8 year old's like, what are you talking about? Give me my Cheerios, woman.
Yeah,
you know?
For real.
Like, you know, for real. Give me them Frosted Flakes and shut up. Like, you know. So, yeah, but I understand you can't have like him like running around, you know,
terrorizing people.
Yeah, lasering every kid that that makes fun of him. You know what I mean?
Yeah, like next thing you know, like Billy's bullying Dion at the park.
Yeah,
and
Dion just like melts him with his laser vision. Yeah, I guess.
Is it graphic?
But no, they keep it pretty PG. 14? I think it's rated PG. It's got like some little dark elements in there. I mean, people die, you know. Oh.
Is it PG-14? Or
it's like just I think it's just rated PG, if I'm not mistaken. It might be TV-14. I don't know. But I think mostly it's just rated PG. I'm not sure. Oh, did you just sneeze?
Yes.
Okay. Gesundheit.
What? What?
Nothing. Anyways. So, So now we in season two, right? So he's 10 years old. He's going to school. He's trying to live pretty normal, but of course, it's a show, so things can't stay normal.
Mm-hmm.
This season two is definitely better than season one was. They definitely progressed the story. They opened up the world a lot.
Is it like a slow build? You think in the first season
one is slow build? Season one is kind of like, I got kind of bored with season one, and I wasn't even going to go to the end. You know, I was like, I don't want to see this little kid fight. I don't even care. You know what I mean? Like, by the end of season.
I'm sorry. I'm just imagining like a Iron Man type of situation where it's like,
no, it ain't.
And he just lasers someone through the air.
No.
Or no, not 11. Not an Iron Man type situation. 11 type situation where it's like Stranger Things where she's like.
It's got a Stranger Things vibe. It does.
Yeah.
But
what kind of powers does he have?
That's the weird thing. You don't really know. Dion can teleport for sure. He can, he shoots. He can throw fireballs out of his hands.
I think I saw in the ad he has like telekinesis.
He has a bit of telekinesis. Like they make him a little too overpowered. You ask me, and he's like 10. So
yeah.
He has like a little bit of telekinesis.
I think that's what makes it fun about it, though.
He has one power. Like he didn't even know the name of it, so he just like he like made up a power on the spot. Like he can heal people. Like the little boy has all kind of powers going on.
I mean, that's the Aurora Borealis.
Yeah, I guess. He has more power. But, like, other people in this world only got, like, one power, maybe two. You know what I mean? Like, there's other...
Oh, wait, do you think he's the most powerful one?
Yeah, he has to be. Because he's 10. And we do meet adults with powers. in this world. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. And these adults really only got like one power.
Oh, then why? What?
Yeah, exactly.
Why?
Yeah, exactly. And there's another, I don't want to spoil too much, but there's another kid who has powers who's around Dion's age. And he's pretty powerful, too. He's like Professor Xavier.
Do you think they lose powers as they get older?
I don't know if like one power eventually just takes over, you know, and they lose the rest of them, or
that'd be pretty awesome if they did that.
As of right now, if Dion continues on this track, Dion is by far the most powerful person in this world.
So like Superman type?
He's more powerful than Superman. Superman don't got telekinesis.
Yeah, Dion, he does.
Dion can like hear your thoughts, and yeah, he's
He has telekinesis, pyrokinesis.
He has a
telekinesis.
Yeah, pyrokinesis. Yeah, he throws fire. He can teleport.
Pyrokinesis.
Yeah, he can teleport. He can do whatever that was he does in his hand. He creates like a tornado in his hand or something. I don't know.
Tornado building. I don't even.
Yeah, know. I don't know. He's,
what do you call that? Adding nieces to everything.
Yeah. You can say many nieces you want. He has a lot of powers though.
I mean, that's like five. And I'm not on top of your head.
And I'm sure super strength is going to come in here somewhere. I'm sure.
Yeah. So that's six.
Yeah, so Dion's, yeah. But overall, I'm not going to give too much away, but overall, season two is a lot better than season one, and I'm really anxious to see where this show goes. I highly recommend the show.
I actually heard a person talking about it around, like, I don't know, but they were talking about it. They were like, have you watched the new season? I was like, oh, personally, I don't watch that. Like, I don't know.
No.
But I just know. I just know someone was talking about it. So it's relevant enough to be in, like, I don't know.
Yeah, it's a really good show. I like it. I like it a lot. So, yeah, moving forward, go watch Raising Dion. Really good show. Really, especially if you like superheroes, great superhero origin story show. Really good.
Is it better than Naomi?
And it's on Netflix, you know, so all the episodes are there.
You didn't answer the question.
You can watch it. Yes, it is better than Naomi to me. But Naomi is on the CW, so yeah. 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 That's what I'm going to say about that.
Okay.
CW, the CGI is so bad sometimes. So bad. I'm sorry. Stop. So bad.
Are they the same people that made Cats?
The CW?
Yeah.
I don't know. I don't think they made Cats. What do you mean?
Cats?
They like the movie?
Yeah.
I don't think so. No. What?
I'm sorry. The CGI in that movie was bad.
Just because CGI don't mean they made everything that has bad CGI.
I know, but I was just like, maybe they made that. Like, I don't know.
No.
I don't keep track of who made Cats, but yeah.
No. Now you got me thinking, CW made Cats? No, they made Cats. Anyways, okay. So moving on to my second review of a show I watched this week, Archive 81. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
So Archive 81 is a supernatural show.
All your shows are supernatural so far.
Well,
over the past few months, you've been watching a lot of super high natural stuff.
Raising Dion isn't really supernatural.
Remember that one space novella you watched?
I'm not what you're talking about.
That space telenovela that you watched?
I have no idea what she's talking about.
No. We're talking about it.
Archive 81 So an archivist takes a job restoring damaged videotapes, but finds themselves getting pulled into a mystery involving the missing director and mysterious cult that they were documenting.
Start reading his own notes.
Yeah, start reading my own notes. So, yeah, my notes here, I wrote these down because I wanted to be very, very specific about this show. The show starts out really good.
Okay.
Like, you're like, this is original. Well, okay. Semi-original concept.
I feel like everything that starts off really good is going to get really...
It started like with a semi-original concept. You're like, oh, this is cool and this and other. And it quickly becomes messy. Like, they're trying to do way too much in this show.
Mm-hmm.
And you get confused by the characters and you get confused by what's going on here and what's with this cult, because they jump timelines a lot.
Oh, no, not that.
Yeah, they do a lot of timeline jumping.
I don't know. I don't like the messy versions of, like, in some stories it's necessary. Like, I think it's a little bit fun, like, you know, like different things. But if it's like telling the story out of order and like you different.
Yeah.
Like, Midday Summer. That was a really good movie. But not even talking about that. Summer. Bad Summer or something like that. Summer something. did that, and that scared the hell out of me.
Just the wind.
Just the wind. And yeah, Something Summer did that today, and it was like really messy, and it came out really... I didn't even talk about it on the podcast because it was...
I don't know. Yeah. But this show here, it starts off and you're like, oh, this is cool. And you get all... And then somewhere around like 5 or 6 in, maybe even 4, you're like, what? Wait, the cult? And then, okay, I get it. And then you got it. And then they jump, 50 more years back. And you're like, okay, what are we doing now? Who's this person? Why is this even relevant? Why are we doing this? What's going on? Yes. It's like what's going on here? Wow, what are we doing? Who's this? The cult? I don't know. So it gets a little... At least it got a little confused. I mean, some people might be watching this and be like, "Yeah, that was so awesome," It got confusing by the end to me, and then it kind of... So then toward the end, like the last couple episodes, it kind of brings it full circle and gives you a better understanding of what's going on. But then by that time, you're like, oh, this is just a
cliche plot.
Yeah, like, okay. I thought we was doing something special here. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So it's kind of like that. So, I mean, I don't think it's going to get a season 2. I don't think.
I mean, but it's shows that
I could be wrong.
Would be better as like a one-off.
Yeah, it'd be better as like a one-off. This should have been a movie. It really should have been a movie, not a... spread across that many episodes. But and I don't think it's gonna get a season 2, but you never know with Netflix. Netflix is weird. Really great shows, don't get season 2's Cowboy Bebop. And then
we're not talking about that. season 2.
Some shows just keep going and going and you're like, why are they going? But yeah, I don't know. But Archive 81, if you're into like supernatural occultists and all that, definitely go ahead and give it a try.
Or just watch American Horror Story.
Yeah, might be your cup of tea. Yeah, or you can just watch American Horror Story. But I mean, this could have been like American Horror Story
season.
I say that, but it wasn't even like as interesting as American Horror Story.
Yeah,
season.
American. I love because
American Horror Story seasons. They start out like one thing, and then they'll jump to aliens, and then you're like,
ooh. I didn't love that. Oh, I didn't love American Horror Story. Like watch the one off of American Horror Story?
The last one I watched was American Horror Story, like 1981, the one with the slasher film.
Yeah, I didn't finish that. No. They not on the main series. It was
branched off to those American Horror Stories. Or
American
something.
Horror Stories. Yeah, I didn't love that. But
this one with that. This is way off subject, but American Horror Stories, was that like an anthology where they told different stories every episode, or was
every episode?
Oh, it was.
Yeah.
Then I might have watched it. Then I like anthologies.
It was not that bad. It wasn't horrible, but I didn't love it. Like, as much as I love American Horror Story by itself.
Okay. All right. So, yeah, Archive 81, if you're into occultist, supernatural horror stuff, or you just run something horror, you like horrors, then check it out. It might be worth the watch.
Or just to watch American Horror Story. Cool. Yeah.
No, it might be worth checking out.
Yeah.
But if...
I might watch it just to see what it's about.
Yeah, but don't waste your time if you're thinking, because it will trick you to thinking it's something special. And then it ends up being something just
generic.
Yeah, regular old, back to the same old same.
Yeah.
So yeah, that's what I got to say about that. All right. I guess we'll go ahead and
not like this topic so much?
M demanded that we talk about The Sims 4.
Did not man demand.
She demanded.
I just think it's a really good game.
She wants to talk about The Sims 4, the wedding pack releasing February 17th.
Which I'm really excited about. Like, genuinely, I'm excited for it.
Let me tell everybody. Okay, so this is a Sim 4 wedding pack. This is a sneak. Apparently, this got leaked. This doesn't come out for another week or so, February 17th. And this is what the wedding pack includes. You'll be able to choose the menu of decorations, go through all the usual Western wedding traditions, like exchanging vows, smooching at the altar, and then making awkward speeches, cutting an overly decorative cake at the reception.
Overly.
And yeah, so basically it's all the stuff you can do at a regular wedding, but you can do it in Sims.
Okay, yeah, basically. It makes your gameplay more fun and it makes your stories more interesting. If you could have a proper... Okay, weddings in The Sims 4 are a little bit like weird. Like, they're not... Why are you looking at me like that?
I don't get any of this. I don't get the fascination with The Sims. The Sims 4 is a really fun game.
Like, especially... I mean, The Sims 4 by itself... Okay, if I'm honest, The Sims 4 by itself is a little bit... meh. But with mods and custom content... and save files and story lore and stuff like that, and actually having fun creating your characters and making genuinely impressive stories, you can actually have a lot of fun with The Sims. You just have to like it just like it's a like you have to get into it. That's what I think a lot of people miss out on The Sims for. Like, let's say you never played The Sims, right?
No, I have not.
You played The Sims? I mean, not The Sims 4.
I played The Sims but, in my life, yeah, of course. But I haven't played too much of The Sims 4. Well, I did do that one playthrough where I broke in these people's house and set a fire while I was cooking. Then the man tried to ask me to leave, but then I snuck back in and then tried to romance his wife.
And it worked.
Yeah, and it worked. And then, yeah.
Yeah, I remember you played it on the Xbox, so it's not the true experience. And yeah. I mean, no one really plays it. Like, no one's like, oh my God, I can't wait to play Sims on my Xbox. Like, no one's like that. But
it's just so creepy to me. The world, you can just walk in anybody's house, start cooking, and you're like, who are you? And then nobody.
No, it actually kicks you. Sometimes people aren't, it doesn't actually kick you out, but sometimes people have the special glitch where it's like, it doesn't kick you out, and you're able to cook and use the restroom and take showers and stuff.
I've done that. I just go in there and I just start cooking and taking showers and stuff.
I mean, yeah, you've done it. I've seen you do it.
Yeah,
so.
and that's how I play the game, and I don't even work. I don't ever go to my job or nothing. I don't, like, I have a job and I don't go to it.
I think I've played around with, not custom content, mod packs before where it like makes this wedding a little bit more expansive, but not that much. It doesn't.
Well, one here sounds like you can put on a whole wedding now.
Yeah. The thing is, I don't really know how I feel about like a whole. I feel like we could be getting something else. Like, I don't know.
Well,
like,
what I did notice.
Not
about,
hitting to anything here, but we could be getting, what's it called? Not get together.
You a Sims leaker now? You know, go ahead. What? This is exclusive content.
No. Don't get confused.
I need to drop some bombs right here. We need a bomb thing.
We do have a bomb thing. No, I'm saying we could be getting generations. Generations. We could be getting generations right now. Or we could be getting, I don't know.
Is that a thing already?
Or we could be getting futuristic, which is really...
They don't have the future yet?
No, they don't. And it makes me really sad.
It's weird.
They have aliens. I mean, that's kind of
futuristic. Yeah.
That's kind of futuristic. But it's just another planet that you can unlock as a special type lot. But, like, whatever. But, yeah, that's kind of futuristic. It's kind of sci-fi-ish. But, like, I guess not really. But, yeah. Weddings would... Yeah, but we could be getting other stuff than a wedding pack right now. But I feel like if you really do care... I mean, the weddings now are a little bit messy. Like... On default,
well,
Sims
sounds pack. Like this is going to clean it up. So you can do everything you can do in a wedding. Sound like this is going to clean up the wedding. The only problem I see in this is that it says traditional Western wedding.
Yeah.
They kind of could have included other type of weddings in there.
But imagine how hard that would be. I mean, I get it, but packs are supposed to be released almost like.
But come on. You know how I'm about diversity. They should have put in at least like, you know. You can have a Muslim wedding or a traditional Indian wedding or, you know. Or
what kind of wedding you want.
Yeah, like, you could pick a wedding you want. It shouldn't have to be a traditional.
That's an interesting, like, I understand
that. Yeah, traditional Western wedding. And the way they put it, you know, traditional Western wedding, that, you know, kind of sounds pretty white, you ask me. That's basically what you're saying, you know.
I mean, you're not.
What if I want to jump the broom, you know?
Drump the broom. What's that?
Yeah, that's an old slave.
Jump the broom?
Yeah,
jump the broom.
Yeah.
I thought you said drump the broom. No. I was like, what?
Jump the broom. It's a, a thing from like slavery days. Anyways, but anyways, my
I
point is.
I highly doubt they would put that in The Sims.
But my point is that they could have included like other types of weddings. Hopefully they're going to add it. You know what I mean? It'll be like an add-on to the pack later that they do more inclusion or whatever.
Yeah, but it'll be a pack for like $20. Like, that's the problem with it. Same with pets. Pets came in without like different, just it was just cats and dogs. That's it.
Yeah, now you can get birds and
no, you can't get birds. It's hamster? A completely
can
different
get a hamster.
You can get a hamster, but it's an entirely different pack that adds on to the thing, but it's like $10.
Hey, these people gotta make money. I doubt they're selling too many copies of Sims 4 anymore. They gotta make money
they
on
are.
The content.
Sims 4 has a whole community. It's just like FNAF, but maybe FNAF's a little bit wider, but like
yeah. Okay. All right.
No, wider. Not
oh,
wider.
I said wider. I was like, Jesus. Okay,
no, Imogen. I said wider. I said maybe
kind of harsh.
No, no. I mean FNAF's a little bit wider than
yeah,
Sims
yeah.
4.
It's, yeah, I got you.
Yeah. But wedding pack will be good. I think it might make things more fun. Like, I don't really think I'll get the wedding pack, but
okay.
It's not a priority. I'm just saying.
I got you.
But unless I see something really interesting, it adds to the game.
Okay. Yeah. So if you like The Sims, and if you like The Sims, specifically Sim 4, the new wedding pack drops February 17th. You can have your traditional Western wedding. All right. We can go ahead and wrap this up. Thanks everybody for listening. Before we get out of here, I want to say that Sifu comes out Tuesday. It's the fighting game.
Oh, I thought we were gonna talk about the
what?
Pokemon.
Oh man. Okay.
Why are you okay?
Can I just say
this is a completely
Sifu?
Different
okay.
reaction.
Sifu comes out Tuesday, February 8th. I'll try to I do plan on getting the game, and I'll try to have a review up on the next episode of Audio Oddity. Hopefully, if I have time. But I'm really excited about playing that game. Sifu, February 8th. Okay, this is what's going on here real quick. I'm going to take a few minutes here at the end of the episode. M, my beautiful, beautiful daughter M, is trying to convince me to play Pokemon Legends.
It seems fun.
I'm not feeling it.
This is a completely different reaction than you were having in the last episode.
I know. And then I saw it. Then I've been talking to people, and I watched some reviews, and I watched some gameplay. It just looks too empty, and I don't want to walk around throwing Pokeballs at things all day.
I
and
think
that
it
seems
might be
like
a,
what you're
okay,
going to be
it's
doing.
It's an open world experience. I don't love that there's not much
no
to the
voice
world.
Acting.
There's no voice acting, but I don't love that there's not voice acting or the world's a little bit bland. But it's a Pokemon game.
I know, and I'm not a Pokemon. It seems like something for Pokemon fans. It don't seem like it's going to bring in your casual.
I think I might play it. Like, I love open world games, and I don't think I would love the story structure
okay.
of other games.
And you know what my real problem is? What? It's $60. That game should not be $60. You didn't pay a voice actor.
I think maybe
you
like $40 would have
been.
Yeah,
exactly. You didn't pay no voice actors. You don't got the top notch graphics. It's on a cartridge, for God's sake. A cartridge. Who's you? Man, don't get me on. Y'all gonna make me get mad today. Y'all gonna make me get mad at this today. So what exactly is my $60 going toward? Because you definitely ain't putting it toward making better games. Like
I think it's just for Pokemon players to live.
All
to
Nintendo. Let me tell you what it's for. All Nintendo do is play off your nostalgia. That's all they do. They know everybody, every little kid. When they, you know, Pokemon's been around 20+ years now, so they already know. So they bought the franchise and they just slap out any old Pokemon games.
That's
for
not
nostalgia.
True. That's not
yes,
true.
Do. Yes, I do. Because
that's not true.
People love, they know your nostalgia, even if the game isn't that good, you're going to say, oh my Lord, this is awesome. I can roam around trying to, you know.
The other three games didn't let me do that.
Yeah. I can roam around and try to, you know, catch Pokemon. It's like Pokemon Go with an open world. Oh Lord. And they know that's going to grab you. Same thing they do with Mario. They know any Mario.
They grab you.
Yeah, they do. They do. They honestly do. They know I've been, since Mario 1, I have been attached to Mario. Therefore, anything they put out Mario, I'm gonna try it out. And they slap Mario's face. It don't even matter no more. It really don't. They Wario, Mario, you know, Waluigi and all that. And that's another thing while we on this. Waluigi is not in Smash Brothers. What is up with that? Like, why is it Waluigi in Smash Brothers? What is wrong with Nintendo? Like, do they hate us? Do they secretly hate us? Is that what this is?
Oh, come on. It's not that.
I think we're just sheep, and they play with us like they're cattle. I think they just put anything out. And
I think the game is really nice and expansive. I think it might be fun to play.
No, I think, you know, I'm starting to believe that they're like, okay, let's put out, we're going to just put out Pokemon games.
You know, 30 years ago, they didn't even have They didn't even have good graphics. You had super, you know, children back then would have been begging for this.
But that's my point. So I think they start off with, oh, let's put out Pokemon games, and we're going to start at really horrible ones, and we're just going to work our way up. And by the end of this, they're going to be like so grateful to get a mediocre game. Watch. And it worked. It worked because they put out all these games that wasn't open world.
The game is really big. So you have to, I don't love that it's not really like, I don't know. I really don't like the fact that the game's kind of like bland. Yes, like, I don't like the coloring at all. I wish there was like something to fix that.
But look what we're doing now. We're on there. They got people on there reviewing the game, giving it nines and eights and, oh, this is the best Pokemon game in the world. When
I don't think you can say anything because you haven't really played it. You watched one article.
I read several articles and I've watched several videos and full gameplays on this. And I've talked to people that actually played the game.
You've not watched full gameplay. You've never sat down.
Okay, not the whole gameplay, but yeah, I watched partial gameplay videos. And I've talked to people that actually played this game, and everybody's like, "Oh, but the world's kind of empty, and yeah, it's kind of repetitive. But man, it's so awesome. You'll have so much fun." If any other company put out a game, imagine Skyrim was like that.
Oh my gosh. What would
Skyrim would have got a 3. It would have got a 3 by IGN. And we would have been like, nah, fam. You can't be coming. Nah. You can't be coming with that. That's weak. But because of Nintendo, oh, it's so much fun. And it's great. Yeah. I know the graphics aren't as great as everything else. You know, they could have did a lot better. But, you know, it's definitely great. The game looked like it could have been on N64 or something. I mean, maybe not that bad.
Yeah, for real. Let's say no, nothing's that bad.
But my point is that how we keep letting Nintendo get away with mediocre products.
Okay, I think that's a wrap for this episode. Where he throws his microphone.
I'm just saying. I'm tired of it.
I think I'm going to play the game, and I think I'm going to enjoy it.
I'm trading my Switch today.
No, you're not.
No, I'm not.
No, you're not.
By the way, I'm sorry, Nintendo. I didn't.
Yeah,
mean
for real.
I didn't mean none of that. Please stop. Please keep making Mario games. I'll buy them. I promise. I'm just saying though that they put out. If any other company start putting out products like this, we'll be like, nah, we ain't buying that. But because it's Nintendo, man, they just came out with a good concept, and I'm mad. They probably produced them games for $15.
That's not true.
It's a cartridge. they're not even on disc. It's a cartridge. It's a little bitty cartridge. That little plastic that going outside with the little print thing. How much do you think that costs? 50 cent? 50, 25 cent?
That's not true.
Think about it. Think about, just real quick before we get out of here. Think about the Switch as a whole compared to the build of the Xbox and the PlayStation.
Oh my gosh.
The Switch is a Fisher Price toy. It's literally a Fisher Price toy. They charge $60 for that Joy-Con. $60 for Joy-Cons. Them things is plastic. You drop your Joy-Con, that's it. It's over. It's a wrap. It's a wrap.
Stop.
But somehow that's the same price as a PlayStation 5 controller. Think about that. That is craziness. Craziness.
Okay.
I'm just saying.
I'm going to play it. I'm going to enjoy it. I'm going to like it.
I'm just saying. Okay. All right. That's enough. I didn't rant about Nintendo 2 weeks in a row. I'm done. Yes, I'm going to continue to buy these stupid games. Yes, I'll probably end up buying stupid Pokemon. But just know, it's going to be under protest.
Stop calling Pokemon stupid before we get attacked.
Just know, it's under protest. It's under protest, people. I need help.
We actually thought the same thing. No, I'm joking.
All right, we're going to wrap it up there. Thanks, everybody, for listening. And
buy that Pokemon game.
buy that Pokemon game. That was all the commercial to say, buy that Pokemon game. Thanks, everybody, tuning in. Don't forget, you can check us out across all podcast platforms. And, I mean, if you're at the end of the show, you probably already know that. So,
yeah.
Yeah, and don't forget to follow us and like all our stuff across all social medias. Yeah, so that's it. Anything special coming up? We gonna start doing anything different or probably not?
The Sims 4 wedding pack.
All right, and
buy that Pokemon game.
Yeah, don't forget. We love you, Pokemon. Love you, Nintendo.
Bye.
Bye.